enough. What do you think? So, my dear Harish, you have done something that I'm sure your father up in heaven is smiling. And I'm sure he is crying in ecstasy to see and hear his beloved son. First of all, you're a Punjabi, right? This is a Bengali bhajan. You did very good for your first time. But the key is that you surrendered and you went out of your norm to do something for Krishna. Now you will never be the same, because you take one step towards Krishna, he takes 10 to you. I have no idea, but 2016, because you sang this bhajan, you may become so successful and happy, I might not even recognize you next year. Thank you. And I think we come here twice a year for Thanksgiving, for New Year's. I think you should do this every year. Everybody in agreement? Okay, so here's what's going to happen, boys and girls. At 6:30, we're going to have our aarti and kirtan. And then at 7 o'clock, the temple will have its regular aarti and kirtan. I would like just to spend a few minutes giving you some words of encouragement for this new year. By all accounts, from what I'm seeing, this coming year is going to be a very, very telling year. And things are not so much in our control. So the only thing we can do is to prepare our heart and mind and consciousness so that no matter what the changes are, we can remain peaceful and happy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, there cannot be happiness without peace. But the kind of peace that Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita is not the kind of peace with the United Nations and that, no. Inner peace. And if you truly want inner peace, then you have to be sinless. You cannot expect happiness and peace in your life if one is committing sin. So all of us, every one of us, our New Year's resolution should be no more sinning. I should lead a simple, clean, pure life. The way to find out how to lead a simple and pure life, the manual is there. When you buy a computer, the manual is there. When you buy a car, they give you the car manual handbook. You buy anything, there's an instruction manual. God has given mankind an instruction manual how to be happy and peaceful individually. And that book does not come from China like your electronics. No, this book comes from your country, Bharat, India. The land of spiritual values. Different cultures, different countries are known for things. India, traditionally throughout the ages, is known for its spiritual culture and deep spiritual traditions. Myself, being born here in America, I was not born or raised Hindu. When I was at the age of 20, I had so many doubts, so many questions, so many unresolved issues in my life. But at the age of 22, verge of 22, 23, I came upon this knowledge, this wisdom of India. Earlier today, when I started the program, I read a poem by Shankara Acharya glorifying Bhagavad Gita. Over the years, I started studying Bhagavad Gita in 1973. And still, I'm reading Bhagavad Gita. It is not boring, even though I read it year after year. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita and any spiritual text is ever fresh. It does not grow old or stale. The Bhagavad Gita gives you the essence of all the Vedic knowledge. There are four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Vedanta Sutra. The Vedic library is vast. Bible is one book, Quran is one book, but the Vedic knowledge is a library of spiritual knowledge. But what is amazing, and it's not my opinion, it is the opinion of Shankaracharya, all the great acharyas, all the Vedic knowledge is condensed in one book, your Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita, especially in the back of the room, Sachi, show Bhagavad Gita. ISKCON is presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, not with somebody's political agenda. You're all listening probably on the TV. The politicians are giving their agenda. I don't know about you, but to me they all sound crazy. Especially for one political party. Oh, I'm not going there. It's all gobbledygook nonsense because they have an agenda. But this Bhagavad Gita, there's no agenda. That's why it's called Bhagavad Gita as it is. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is here, Lord Sri Krishna. And when Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, whatever he says to Arjuna is actually for all of us. So, in this new year, take shelter of Bhagavad Gita. When there's a, we don't hardly get it, but when there's a rainstorm, you take your umbrella, you get shelter. In the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam. That's the key word. It's translated as surrender, but an alternate explanation of the word sharanam, take shelter. Krishna is telling all of us, targeting Arjuna, that this material world, dukalayam ashasvatam, it's temporary. And there's lots of sufferings and tribulations. Old age. Everybody like going old? Is it fun? Is it fun getting sick? No. But these are facts of this material existence. So, Krishna is advising that we take shelter of him in order to overcome the miseries of this material existence. So I urge you, I put a straw in my teeth. That's a symbolic thing, meaning I'm going meek and humble. I'm touching your feet, begging, I'm begging you. As a Brahmana, I'm supposed to beg alms. So the only alms I'm begging is that you read Bhagavad Gita, not once a week, every day. Just as you eat once, twice, three times. Some people, they're on this fad, six times a day, they eat these small meals. All right, whatever. You're eating. And by that eating, you're getting strength, sustenance. And if you're eating healthy food in the mode of goodness, then you're not going to get sick from what you eat. But if you eat food in the mode of passion and ignorance, don't wonder why I got sick. So, read Bhagavad Gita, but there's a message from up above. Right, we're going to do our tea right now, so get ready. Yes. Okay, technical difficulties all squared away. So just as you eat to nourish your body, you, the soul, not what you see in the mirror, that's not you. First teaching of Bhagavad Gita, you're not that body. You're not your mind. You're not what you see in the mirror, that's you. Trust me, when you get to be 65, you'll be happy. That's not me? Oh, thank God. When you're young and pretty, oh, you don't mind. Oh, look how nice I look. Just wait till you turn 60. It's not the same. So, the soul, you, requires sustenance, just like the body. And that sustenance you can get from Bhagavad Gita. So don't starve your soul. Your soul needs nourishment. And that nourishment can be found. Earlier when we were reading Shankaracharya's poem, he was saying that Bhagavad Gita is nectar, amrita. It keeps you ever youthful. It fills the heart, calms the mind. It'll give you peace. And daily, twice a day, three times a day, reading just a little bit. Again, show the Bhagavad Gita. Pay attention. Thank you. Thank you. Take Bhagavad Gita, read it, and on top of that, Harenama, Harenama, Harenama eva kevalam, kalo nastyeva nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata, Chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. That is my New Year's message. Bhagavad Gita and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So now we're going to have Arti and Kirtan. All rise. And we will do that.